Chapter 66, Treasure in Heaven. Christ entreats, lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven. This work of transferring your possessions to the world above is worthy of all your best energies. It is of the highest importance, and involves your eternal interests. That which you bestow in the cause of God is not lost. All that is given for the salvation of souls and the glory of God is invested in the most successful enterprise in this life and in the life to come. Your talents of gold and silver, if given to the exchangers, are gaining continually in value, which will be registered to your account in the kingdom of heaven. You are to be the recipients of the eternal wealth that has increased in the hands of the exchangers. In giving to the work of God, you are laying up for yourselves treasures in heaven. All that you lay up above is secure from disaster and loss, and is increasing to an eternal, an enduring substance. Profit for time and eternity. It should be your determined purpose to bring every power of your being into the service of Christ. Why, His service is profitable for the life that now is, and for that which is to come. The light of the body is the eye. If therefore thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. If the eye is single, if it is directed heavenward, the light of heaven will fill the soul, and earthly things will appear insignificant and uninviting. The purpose of the heart will be changed, and the admonition of Jesus will be heeded. You will lay up your treasure in heaven. Your thoughts will be fixed upon the great rewards of eternity. All your plans will be made in reference to the future, immortal life. You will be drawn toward your treasure. You will not study your worldly interest, but in all your pursuits the silent inquiry will be, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? Bible religion will be woven into your daily life. The true Christian does not allow any earthly consideration to come in between his soul and God. The commandment of God wields an authoritative influence over his affections and actions. If everyone seeking the kingdom of God and his righteousness would be always ready to work the works of Christ, how much easier would become the path to heaven? If the eye is single to the glory of God, the treasure will be laid up above, safe from all corruption or loss, and where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Jesus will be the pattern that you will seek to imitate. The law of the Lord will be your delight. And at the day of final reckoning you will hear the glad words, Well done, thou good and faithful servant, thou hast been faithful over a few things, I will make thee ruler over many things, enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. Strengthening the bonds of unity. The Lord has made us his almoners. He places in our hands his gifts, in order that we shall divide with those who are needy. And it is this practical giving that will be to us a sure panacea for all selfishness. By thus expressing love to those who need help, you will cause the hearts of the needy to give thanksgiving unto God because He has bestowed the grace of benevolence upon the brethren, and has caused them to relieve the necessities of the needy. It is through the exercise of this practical love that the churches draw nearer together in Christian unity. Through the love of the brethren, love to God is increased, because He has not forgotten those who were in distress, and thus thank offerings ascend to God for His care. For the ministration of this service not only supplieth the want of the saints, but is abundant also by many thanksgivings unto God. The faith of the brethren is increased in God, and they are led to commit their souls and bodies unto God as to a faithful Creator. Whiles by the experiment of this ministration they glorify God for your professed subjection you unto the gospel of Christ, and for your liberal distribution you unto them, and unto all men. Engraven on Christ's hands. Christ will keep the names of all who count no sacrifice too costly to be offered to Him upon the altar of faith and love. He sacrificed all for fallen humanity. The names of the obedient, self-sacrificing, and faithful will be engraven upon the palms of His hands. They will not be spewed from His mouth, but be taken in His lips, and He will specially plead in their behalf before the Father. When the selfish and proud are forgotten, they will be remembered, Their names will be immortalized. In order to be happy ourselves, we must live to make others happy. It is well for us to yield our possessions, our talents, and our affections in grateful devotion to Christ, and in that way find happiness here and immortal glory hereafter.